the thing is, nobody gets really upset if what you say to them isn't true. They get upset when it's true and they don't want to hear it. So when you touch a place in them, it's like touching a nerve. It's like the dentist drilling. So they get upset. Now, they get upset because they are not listening, not accepting, not open to what you say, for all sorts of reasons. One is, first of all, nobody likes being told anything because of our childhood. Secondly, men like even less women telling them what to do because of reflection from their mother. And always been, so there's that going on. But there's other things going on as well. And one is, they don't know how to change. They don't know what to do. So they feel helpless because they don't know what to do, followed by hopeless. They don't want to feel that. So what they do is turn the energy back to the person that's giving them the information they don't want to hear. They turn it back. And in order for their ego not to feel humiliated that he can't handle the information, it puts down the person that's given them the information they don't want. It puts them down. It has to put them down in order to devaluate what they've said so they don't have to deal with it in themselves. And one of the ways putting them down is things like, you don't know what you're talking about, who do you think you are, and all these cliches that is trying not to feel what they're feeling, so they're giving it away. And then another part of putting people down is most people feel terrible about themselves all the time. They feel terrible whenever they look in. They see all the negative things that everybody's ever said to them, but especially in their childhood, from up until they're 6 years old, what their parents have said to them. And then they get to the school, and then all the bullies, and then all that. And somewhere that's all stored in there. So when somebody says to them something they don't like, all that gets activated. And so they want to put the person down, down. And part of that is to do with they have such a poor opinion of themselves. The only way they can put themselves up a bit is to put the other person less than they are. And then they feel a bit better. And like this person that's writing to the IML list now, there are people that are just bonkers. You know, they're just not mentally stable, and their system is built up with stuff, and their system is trying to discharge it, because if it doesn't, it'll implode on them. So the system is trying to make everybody wrong or be superior or say this or that, get the energy out there so they don't feel it themselves. And as I go back to say again, when people get upset, it's usually not that it's not true. It's usually that it's true and you've touched that place in them that they don't want touched. And as I've said before, for me, there's two things. I tune in, although this is all gone now, just in the last few days, this is finished. What I used to do was go in, feel the person, and get a sense of whether it's appropriate to share with them. You see, when you're in a state like you are, and people who are trained to see, we can see, well, everybody can see everybody more clearly than the person can see themselves. We all see each other clearly, more clearly than the person sees. But when you're trained to see, or you've had an opening, and you can see very clearly, we need to check in then. Because if we give the person something that they're not ready to handle, they're going to feel worse. If you're going to give something to the person that is going to be uncomfortable, like happened for you, and they're at a tipping point, that's different. Then they can feel upset, because the upset will generate the transforming energy, because it takes tremendous energy to alchemize, to get through the old and come into the new. So it's a matter of checking in. And then you see, like this person we're talking about, who sends these superior emails out, how come he keeps reading what we send out? Yeah. Yeah. It's like I was saying earlier today, he's got an addiction. And this addiction has formed a circuit in his head, and he has to keep sending poison out. He's addicted. If he doesn't, that part of him, like it's starving, you've got, so he sends this stuff out, and then for a little bit he feels better. And we may not even be the, you look through some of the comments on just the normal things on YouTube, just normal, and you see so much negativity, absolute nonsense. And they're just people looking to discharge that energy so they don't have to sit with it. So going back again, usually the person gets upset when you tell them something that's true that they don't want to hear. I find one of the biggest transformations is when you see somebody clearly, you help them to see that without judgment. They're sensitive enough to pick up, to see you in this moment, that you're not judging them, you're not against them. They feel seen. They feel loved, they feel cared for. Often that's a transformation, just in itself, just that. But if the person isn't evolved enough, ready enough, intelligent enough, available enough, then it hits that block, and then they go negative. And it is that hardly anybody wants to deal with their negativity. They want to be angry, because it's this addiction. And just for a moment, it gives them a bit of relief. But then it comes back again, because they didn't release it. They just bounced it. And it bounces back again and stays stuck in there. Until, as you described really clearly, Diane, when you said, sit with it and feel it. It's the only way. It's the only way. Sit, feel it, own it, take responsibility for it. Then let that go as well. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. And then clear. It's that simple. And it just seems as though hardly anybody wants to take responsibility for how they feel. They keep wanting to make it somebody else's fault when they feel uncomfortable. And so what they have to do is change the other.